With the 2020 census complete, Kentucky will embark upon another round of redistricting, the process in which lawmakers draw new boundaries for the legislature and the state's six congressional districts. The effort is often criticized as gerrymandering. Our Capitol reporter Ryland Barton says critics from both parties have long proposed ways to reform the process.
Back in 2014, Democrats controlled the Kentucky House of Representatives as they had every year since the 1920s. Republican Representative Tim Moore was running for re-election, but found himself running in a new district. That's because the House had just drawn a new map that changed the district where his home was located.
Miraculously, none of the majority members found themselves running against one another, but many minority members seemed to find themselves running against one another or essentially districted out.
The legislature had just passed a new set of redistricting maps after the initial ones had been struck down in court in 2012 for having too many population disparities between districts and dividing too many counties. But Moore says the Democratic-led House and Republican-led Senate were still able to draw districts that attempted to preserve their majorities, a process often dubbed gerrymandering. Still, Moore, who's in the minority, was able to win re-election three more times.
My values and my recognition of those needs, desires, and wants matched up with my previous district and matched up very well with my new district, and so it worked out.
Moore resigned last year, but when he was in the state house, he became a proponent of redistricting reform. He proposed a bill that would have created a 12-member independent commission that would have advised the legislature on redistricting.
No party, no individual should have ultimate say and sway, and especially on something regarding districting. That's where they try to gain an advantage, and we should just not tolerate that.
And now that mantle of redistricting reform has largely been taken up by Democratic legislators who lost their majority in the House back in 2016. This will be the first time in state history that Republicans have had control of both the House and Senate during the redistricting process.
The public is about to get the wrath of that payback.
Democratic Representative Joe Gravis pre-filed a bill for the upcoming legislative session that would create an independent redistricting commission, but Gravis won't be in the state house next year. He didn't seek re-election to his house seat so he could run for the state senate, but he lost. He says Republicans aren't interested in taking up the bill because they were in the minority for so many years and they're looking to preserve their newfound majorities.
You know, the Democrats did the exact same thing, and that was another comment that the Republicans made. They're like, look, the Democrats owned the pen for decades. Now it's our turn.
Republicans created a new high watermark in the legislature during this year's elections, securing 75 out of 100 seats in the House and 30 out of 38 seats in the Senate. But Dee Pregliasco with the Kentucky League of Women Voters says that reforming the redistricting process shouldn't be a partisan issue.
What our goal is that the voters choose their representatives instead of the representatives choosing the voters.
The League has been pushing for a redistricting reform bill in recent years and helped Gravis author his measure. The bill would create a 15-member panel to advise the legislature on new maps, with members appointed by the majority and minority parties of the House and Senate and Secretary of State. Pregliasco said the process would be less secretive than the current map drawing done behind closed doors.
Again, it's that old sort of adage is, you know, if people know what's happening and they know about it and they've had a say and they're involved, they can accept it. And it's, you know, it's good government.
The coronavirus pandemic has delayed the Census Bureau's release of population data to legislatures. Democratic Governor Andy Beshear does have power to veto any maps, but he could be easily overridden by a majority of votes in both the Republican House and Senate. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Ryland Barton.